This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877 DOCDALI. So I don't know if something's in the water, but looks like we had a couple strokes in some public officials. One senator and one lieutenant governor suffered a stroke. So I just want to quickly review some of that because I don't think it's in the water, but So Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman is the leading Democrat of the state's high-profile Senate contest. He is still campaigning, but he suffered a stroke right before the primary this week. We are being told he is on his way to a quote-unquote full recovery. He is only 52 years old. He confirmed he had been hospitalized all weekend, insisted the health emergency was not slowing his campaign, but it did start to, obviously, that does cramp your campaigns when people wonder if you are going to be the healthiest Senate choice. And it stings because people survive strokes all the time. I had a friend who was younger and, you know, had strokes. Strokes happen. COVID is putting more people at risk of strokes. Birth control can cause strokes. But we have a kind of a landscape right now where you have Biden, who has a history of atrial fibrillation. We wonder if he's had multiple little mini strokes or not, as his mentation has changed. So I think people are looking more to, they might be looking more to health. And it stinks because I think a lot of us have medical conditions. We're just, you know, for those of us that are able to keep it under wraps, I mean, you know, you guys know everything that I go through. So you guys would probably say she is not fit. You know, she has some gynecological issue every week. No, I don't. I got my hysterectomy, so I'm all good. But anyway, he says he's feeling good, all things considered. So thank the Lord. I mean, he survived on Friday morning. He was supposed to appear at a scheduled campaign event in Millersville University. Fetterman's wife, Giselle, she noticed that John was not himself. Shortly after, he started slurring his speech, and then he was taken to the hospital. Slurred speech is a huge sign. In a 16-second video released by his campaign, Fetterman said he just wasn't feeling well. Went to the hospital, and then it turned out he had a stroke caused by a clot from his heart being in an atrial fibrillation rhythm for too long. Atrial fibrillation is what Biden has. Atrial fibrillation is an abnormal heartbeat that where the focus is in the top part of the atrium, or it's in the atrium, but rather than doing a nice rhythmic ba-boom, ba-boom, and then sending the electrical pulse so the heart then beats, ba-boom, it boop, ba-doop, boop. Boop, 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 boop. And so the heart doesn't have a good, consistent beat. The blood slushes, and then when the heart does beat, it goes up and it could clot. So atrial fibrillation is some serious stuff. So the doctors were able to remove the clot, reversing the stroke. Heart is under control. He's feeling so much better. He did have to cancel scheduled public appearances on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which is huge right before the election. And I think he's still in the hospital. I'm not sure. Let me just double check because this is being reported by WTAE. And this was as of 10:40 a.m. So, you know, Godspeed. I hope he gets better, but this is not an easy condition to have. Senator Van Hollen also has suffered a stroke. He released this Sunday night. He said, earlier today, an angiogram indicated that I had experienced a minor stroke in the form of a small venous tear at the back of my head. Van Hollen said he experienced lightheadedness and acute neck pain while he was giving a speech. Fortunately, I have been informed that there are no long-term effects or damage as a result of the incident, but my doctors have advised that out of an abundance of caution, I remain under observation for a few days. So, you know, these are two different types of strokes. One was a clot, the more common one. One was a bleed. So ischemic strokes are more common than the latter. It's when a clot prevents blood flow to part of the brain. 80% of all strokes fall under ischemic. It's kind of like a heart attack, but to the brain. Stroke is where the brain can't get oxygen. Deprived of blood, nutrients, plaques from arteriosclerosis could break off. You could be thrombogenic from COVID, from viruses, as we saw, you know, sometimes medications, vaccines. Hemorrhagic strokes are less common. That occurs when you have a bleed. So Fetterman had the ischemic one. Van Hollen had the hemorrhagic one. So the bleeds could occur from high blood pressure, aneurysms at rupture. So what are the signs of a stroke? Well, since the blood can't get to the brain, it's one side of the brain, the symptoms might only manifest on the other side of the body. So weakness, loss of balance, numbness, slurred speech, vision issues, headache, facial droop. So we treat them depending on what your issue is. If you have a clot, then we have to do aspirin, TPA, which is a tissue plasminogen activator, remove the clot. With a hemorrhagic stroke, we've got to stop the bleed. Sometimes we need to clog the aneurysm with techniques like choline and endovascular embolization. So there are things we could do, luckily, if we could get to you in time, which means we need to work fast. And the American Stroke Association uses the acronym FAST. FAST for the symptoms of facial drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and time to call 911. The sooner a stroke victims receive medical attention, the better the prognosis. So who's at risk? Well, if you have high blood pressure, if you have atrial fibrillation, if there's a family history of stroke, if you have diabetes, if you have artery clogging, if you smoke, drugs, obesity, inactivity, if you've had a history of a clotting disorder or have a genetic tendency to that, sleep apnea, being older, like greater than 55, according to them. African Americans appear to be more risk than Caucasians and Hispanics. Men seem to be more affected than women. So we got to prevent strokes. How? Well, don't drink too much. Cut your drug use. Cut your tobacco products. Control your blood pressure. Control your sugar. Control your cholesterol. Get evaluated by a medical provider. Check on that rhythm. Don't just rely on your iWatch, Apple Watch. Get your hearts checked. They'll check you for rhythm. And if you do have an abnormal rhythm, you've got to get that addressed immediately. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
People can catch COVID-19 from someone in their household. Dr. Fabian Sandoval is president and CEO of the Emerson Clinical Research Institute.
There's a continuing need to investigate new therapies to help reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 in addition to improving diversity in clinical trials.
If you're an unvaccinated adult and you live with someone who is symptomatic and tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days, you may be able to join a clinical study evaluating whether an investigational oral treatment could help prevent the spread of COVID-19 within households. Participants will receive study-related care at no cost and may receive reimbursement for study-related time and travel. To learn more, visit covidmoveahead.com. This clinical study is sponsored by Merck Sharp & Dohme Corp., a subsidiary of Merck & Co., Inc.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So in addition to me being a physician and a teacher and a mommy and a business owner, I also wait at tables. And I tended some bar, and I did a whole bunch of stuff in my younger years. And so when I hear of these reports that somebody peed on something or sadly left bodily fluids in food at a fast food place, spit into somebody's iced tea, urinated, whatever, stuck a body part into something, when everybody goes, no, that never happens, sadly, for those of us who work in the field, I think it happens a lot more often than you would know. And this has come back to light because an Arby's manager, oh boy, poor Arby's, an Arby's manager, he showed the meat. And apparently what he did was he took a selfie of himself urinating in milkshake mix at a fast food eatery, Stephen Sharp, and he kind of tinged the radar because he did a search of his, he was being investigated for possession and distribution of child pornography. And during a search of his computer and other electronic devices, police discovered a urination selfie. So while they were investigating, they saw this on his computer. And I guess he took a selfie showing off the meat. And so Sharp, it was a night manager of the Arby's in Vancouver, Washington. He admitted that he relieved himself in the milkshake mixture twice before. He said, apparently Arby's sold 30 to 40 milkshakes and one ice cream float on the day he urinated in the mix. Sharp was charged with 8 counts of child pornography, 1 count of assault for sexual gratification. He is being held on $40,000 bail. So Vancouver police arrested him on May 10th as part of the cybercrime unit, and that's where they found out that he was a night manager, and he was, which is assault, by the way. That's assault, as far as I'm concerned, when you force somebody intermittently to be exposed to your bodily fluids. You know, like, you know, when you spray it and not say it, I mean, yeah, usually you won't really go to jail for that, but for something like that, that's bad. So he was arrested on May 11th for 8 counts of possessing and dealing in exploitative pictures of minors, which is another thing we want to talk about. What was it that professor said somebody into child porn politically correct term for somebody into child porn? I'm not a fan of that at all. But we'll talk about that in a little bit too. So he was arrested for possessing and dealing in exploitative pictures of minors. And then when they got a search warrant, he saw the selfie of him peeing in the milkshake at the restaurant. He admitted that while he was working alone in the evening, he had done it twice for sexual gratification. So was it pee or was it something else? But apparently some people do like to pee for other reasons. Sharp told detectives that he was almost sure that he threw the mixture away after he contaminated it, but if he didn't, it would be added to the next day's milkshake mix. You can't make this stuff up. Arby's sold one ice cream float and about 30 to 40 milkshakes, I could hear the jokes, on the day the video was taken. After his admission, police tacked on an additional charge of assault with sexual motivation. So his bail jumped from $5,000, erected up to $40,000. And there's a Clark County, Washington, not Clark County, Nevada. And the investigators are asking anyone who purchased a milkshake at the Arby's between October 30th and October 31st, 2021, and still has a receipt to contact Detective Robert Gibbons. All right. So who keeps their Arby's receipts? Okay, so this is a problem. And I don't want to scare you guys. And most food restaurants and managers are on it. But when you have a manager of a fast food place working alone, and we are in a time right now where people are understaffed, we also are working at a time where people come to work high. I can't tell you this weekend how many people I ran into, and I'm like, are you high? I mean, it seems like the average person is high, and, you know, people like me that are sober, seem to kind of be the ones that are the standouts. And so if you asked me if I went to a random place, if I think there would be no sweat or blood or anything completely in any of the food, I would probably say there's maybe a 60 to 70% chance that it is probably okay. That's not very convincing. It has to be 100%. And I'm sure that all the other Arby's and all the other fast food places are like, we're good, we're good, we're good. But I worked in fast food. I worked in a restaurant. And I told you guys this, okay? I would wash my hands. They didn't necessarily have gloves at the time. But you had a hairnet and things like that. But remember I told you guys I had to do my side work. And before I could go to the party, and you always alternated your side work. Some people had to clean the menu. Some people had to get the dressings. So I'm getting the dressings ready, and you have to cover it with a big plastic the, you know, like a saran wrap. And the saran wrap had a very sharp serrated border. And so I remember hearing people complain that they cut themselves on it or whatever, but I was in a hurry. They're like, Dolly, hurry up. We got to go to the party. Like, I know. So and the salad dressings kind of took the longest. So, and, you know, I wanted to do a good job, you know. So I go and I pull it out and whatever, and I didn't really feel anything because I was in a hurry. But when I look at the pink salad dressing, there was a little dark red in there. And I'm like, there's no pimento. I didn't put pimento in this. And I look and I saw my finger bleed. I was like, oh. So I had to dump out the salad dressing. I had to, you know, clean up. I had to bandage, cover this, and I had to start all over with a new bit. And I thought to myself, I'm like, you know, how many of my coworkers would have done that if they were in a hurry? How many of them would have just mixed it and moved on? And, you know, I kind of like to be by the book, you know, and I was already a medical student, and there was no way, I would have never done that, but I could totally see people not care. How many times did I bring back food to the kitchen? And in Spanish, they would tell me that, you know, very choice words, what they would do, you know, to the food. And so, and you know, things are, I'm hoping, you know, more strict, and I'm sure the back manager, I mean, there used to be back managers there anyway, and they were, you know, you're not going to do that, that's not going to happen, not on my watch. But you really wonder how many people get, and to take a selfie of it. You know, this isn't the first time we heard people take a selfie of violating somebody's cup, you know, or somebody's burger. And I don't know if you guys saw Clerks 2, you know, where, you know, they peed. I mean, it was disgusting what they did to the food, and so the guy obviously didn't eat it. But I don't want to put, you know, everybody on alert and scare the hell out of them. But I'm telling you right now, knowing the industry, if you have a disgruntled worker and it is not a very well-managed facility, this stuff can happen. And if we have sick individuals that want to shoot up a church or want to shoot up a supermarket, don't think that you don't have sick individuals who are in these restaurants. You know, I always tell my family and kids, do not make anybody mad when you order food. Because what they could go back and do, what was that, the night shift? What was that with Michael Keaton and Henry Winkler? You know, he said they're going to spit in the food. You know, like they're not going to spit in the food. And you know, but it's true. If you have someone that doesn't like you, what could they do to your food? You know, and so it's very, very frustrating that this is a reality of things. But I'm telling you right now, inspect something before you look at it. Remember that one lady, she was coming out of a, I don't know if it was a McDonald's, but there was, I think it was, where for some reason she lifted up the lid to put something in there and it looked like a luke. Someone spit. Now, I don't know how that didn't dissipate fast enough, but you really got to inspect your food. And I'm not saying it's just fast food. I mean, it could happen anywhere. But what I like to do when I go to a restaurant is identify the manager. And I like to see, and I'm always nice to everybody. I'm always like, hi, everybody, hi. And I always tip good. Because the last thing, I don't think they're going to screw with your food if they want you to come back and tip. So I always try and tip good. But, you know, sadly, we have people who don't like their job. And they don't like their customers. And if they're not being watched, or like this guy, he was the manager himself. And he, you know, wanted to, whatever, he was, you know, playing with himself, whatever he decided to do, and he decided to involve some of the equipment. That's disgusting, but I don't think it's that uncommon. So, like, inspect what you eat, and if at all you don't think there's good management, you can't go to that place. Don't trust it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of NATO says Ukraine has the ability to win the war against Russia. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg telling NATO members Sunday that Russia's invasion launched in February is not going as planned. This as a bipartisan $40 billion Ukraine package is stalled in the Senate after Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul blocked the effort to pass it via unanimous consent. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, however, says the objection won't impede the bill's passage.
I expect the United States Senate to finally approve the bipartisan package of $40 billion this week.
President Biden will be awarding Public Safety Officer Medals of Valor on Monday and holding meetings with the Greek Prime Minister. This is USA Radio News. Finland is taking steps to join NATO. The decision announced on Sunday at a joint news conference with Finland's president and prime minister, who say the move must be ratified by the country's parliament before Finland can formally apply for membership with the European alliance. The country shares an 830-mile border with Russia, and Russian authorities have warned Finland that joining NATO would be a mistake. The FDA is giving the green light to a new diabetes drug. The agency on Friday saying it approved Eli Lilly's new injection drug called Mounjaro for adults with type 2 diabetes. The FDA saying the drug showed to improve blood sugar levels with diet and exercise. The Powerball jackpot is growing. Lottery officials saying Monday night's drawing will be worth an estimated $90 million after no one matched all six numbers to claim last night's prize. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so there's been a little bit of back and forth. A couple days ago, there were these headlines. And again, remember, I was in the midst of my son's graduation and all that. So I wasn't as, you know, up on the news. And all I heard is that Russia was threatening nuclear attacks on the U.S., U.K., and Finland if NATO expands and takes on Finland and then later Sweden and anybody else. So a couple days ago, New York Post had reported that Vladimir Putin warned the president of Finland Saturday that any effort to join NATO would, quote, negatively affect relations between the two countries. And then the comments followed another Russian leader's threat to use the Satan II hypersonic nuclear missile to strike Britain and Finland in just 200 seconds. And that the weapons would be used to hit the United States as well. And so when I heard this, I'm like, okay, what temper tantrum is he throwing? What the hell's going on now? NATO foreign ministers gathered in Berlin. They are discussing the potential applications from Sweden and Finland to join the Western military alliance on the agenda. And then Putin spoke to Finnish leader Sauli Niinisto. That's a typo they have there. It's Niinisto. Told Putin on the phone that the traditionally non-aligned country will decide to apply for NATO membership in the coming days. Both Finland and Sweden are traditionally neutral, but they're moving towards the applications in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In response, Russia cut off electricity supplies to Finland on Friday. Now, as I told you, when that happened, Finland didn't completely go dark because I think they only rely 10% on Russia for their energy. So it didn't necessarily level them, which is good. So there has been a softening of the rhetoric. And we're being told that Putin says that their entry, both Finland and Sweden's entry into NATO, will not cause a threat to Russia, but, quote, the expansion of military infrastructure into this territory will certainly cause our response. As for the expansion of NATO, including through new members of the alliance, which are Finland, Sweden, Russia has no problems with these states. Therefore, in this sense, expansion at the expense of these countries does not pose a direct threat to Russia. This is what Putin said while speaking at the summit of the Collective Security Treaty. But the expansion of military infrastructure into this territory will certainly cause our response. We will see what it will be based on the threats that will be created for us. So according to the Russian leader, the NATO expansion is, quote, artificial, as the alliance goes beyond its geographic purpose and is influencing other regions, quote, not in the best way. The Russian president said CSTO plays an important stabilizing role in the post-Soviet space, and express the hope that the possibilities and influence of the organization will only increase in these difficult times. He says, I hope that the organization, which over the previous years has turned into a full-fledged international structure, will continue to develop, I mean, in these difficult times. So basically what he's saying, which is a very different, you know, tune, thank God, because, and not that we can trust anything he says, but last month, it was, if you guys even think about it, we're going to nuke you. Now, it's, look, if you join, it doesn't hurt us, but the second you put military infrastructure into their borders, it'll be met with a response. So he has definitely softened his tone. And the whole reason why he didn't want them joining NATO is he didn't want NATO being able to get that northern border. So I love the fact that it's softened, but again, what's he planning? Russia says the evacuation, for some other updates, of badly wounded Ukrainian forces from Mariupol Azovstal plant has begun, according to CNN. The Russian Defense Ministry says the evacuation of wounded Ukrainian forces from the Azovstal steel works in Mariupol has begun. No word so far from the Ukrainian side about the evacuation of the badly wounded. On May 16th, as a result of negotiations with representatives of Ukrainian servicemen blocked on the territory of the Azovstal metallurgical plant in Mariupol, an agreement was reached on the removal of the wounded. Currently, a ceasefire regime has been established in the area of the enterprise, and a humanitarian corridor has been opened through which wounded Ukrainian servicemen are being delivered to a medical facility in Novozovsk, Donetsk region, which is about 25 miles from Mariupol. You guys remember the movie Troy, right? You know, the Trojans let Agamemnon go and get his dead, you know, so they could bury him. We're like, that's really, really nice. You know, and Eric Bana's chief, first mate said, would they do that for us? You know, and he kind of looked like, no, we wouldn't. But I was like, that is really, really nice. But then I'm like, well, of course, they don't want to clean that up. Why should they clean it up? Let, you know, if you want your soldiers, do it yourself. So I get why. So right now, NATO is with open arms, open to, you know, Sweden, Finland. McConnell thinks U.S. Congress will vote as rapidly as possible to support their application to NATO. I mean, from what I understand, it has to be unanimous. And I know Turkey has kind of made some, you know, concerns, and there's been some other countries that, you know, but I'm hoping, and maybe I'm being overly optimistic or naive, because I don't trust Russia, and as far as I'm concerned, this is the start of World War III. But what I'm hoping is if Russia is not making the advancements they can, and they take over the region they want, and they decide, you know what, we're going to stop here, take what we have, regroup, you guys stay the hell away, war crimes, some more crimes, we're not going to even let you, you know, if you bug us, we're going to come back. And I'm hoping that they don't try to continue to pursue. I know they've already kind of sent more missiles to Lviv and things like that, but I think Russia realized that they had very poor strategy. They completely underestimated Ukraine, and thank God Ukraine did get help from other countries, just not quick enough. And sadly, Ukraine has taken a huge toll. It's not over yet, but I hope this is the first of a sign that it will end. In the meantime, though, even if it ended today, which it's not, but even if it ended today, the economic fallout is what's going to sadly hurt us now for years. The European Union has cut growth forecasts, raises inflation outlook because of the impact of the war. They say the war has caused commodity prices to rise, disrupted supply chains, increased uncertainty. The EU predicts that the Eurozone GDP will increase by 2.7% this year, 2.3% by 2023, and the inflation they're expecting is to rise to 6.1%. So what happens in Europe sadly affects us too. And if travel stops and supplies, so and as I've told you guys, you know, if there's less supply, if there's less things coming out of Ukraine, if there's more demand on certain things in certain countries, then costs shift. And when the costs go up, people have to decide, are you going to spend that money or not? If you know, inflation rises and people can't spend it, we go into a recession. So the European Union sanctions agreement on Russia is likely in coming days. So more sanctions. This is going to be the sixth sanction package against Russia in the coming days. Until Russia stops, member states are going to be still at least pummeling Russia with these sanctions. I am hoping that Russia decides to, they messed up, they've lost. They're getting pushed now, from what I understand, out of Kharkiv. McDonald's has left. Renault and McDonald's have left Russia. French car maker Renault said they're done. And McDonald's, said they are selling its Russian business, saying the humanitarian crisis caused by the war and the precipitating, unpredictable operating environment. They left. And I knew they couldn't do it. Remember they were going to pay their staff? They were paying the staff? I'm like, how long is that going to last? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jonathan says that his doctor says he is retiring because of the looming recession. So he wants to know, when does a recession prompt doctors to retire? So that's interesting. And I'm not young, but I've only had a medical practice through one recession, and that was the Great Recession. And it sucked. It was rough. For a doctor to blame an upcoming recession, I think there's a lot of reasons why doctors close down, but I got to tell you, if a doctor lived through one recession and they don't think they can make it through another, yes, sorry, Jonathan, that could be an absolute reason for a doctor to close up shop. So, you know, I told you guys with me, in addition to the recession, we also had the double whammy of the Affordable Care Act. And so I opened up my practice in the year 2000. I had actually, just to go back, went to high school in the 80s. Woo-hoo. Went to college in the 90s. Woo-hoo. Good for both. Went to medical school in the mid-90s, late 90s was my residency. So I graduated residency in the year 2000. Prior to opening up my practice, I'd worked in an ER because you could work while in residency and moonlight. So I moonlighted in the ER in Lake Havasu. I moonlighted in multiple urgent cares. And so I was very, very comfortable with patient care. And then I opened up my own practice the second I finished my three-year residency in Nevada. So opened up my practice. When I opened up my practice, I used the same prices as my medical clinic did during training. Because many of my patients I had felt were going to be lower income, no sense of me charging more. And in fact, I asked everybody, I go, what are you charging? What are you charging? Should I just charge what they did at the, you know, the campus, basically? And we did. And then I learned that insurance companies, they don't care what you charge. They're going to pay you $2.42. They're going to pay you $2.42. I learned that insurance companies, if they'll pay you $12 for a urine test and you only say 10, they'll only pay you the 10. So I had to learn very quickly that, you know, it didn't matter what I charged. You're going to get whatever the insurance company wants to give you. But what I did learn is when my patients were paying, I remember back then it was like a $2 copay for one HMO. They only had to pay $2 copay. Then $5 copay, $10 copay. Some had a $20 copay. I'm like, damn, that's kind of expensive for you, huh? But they pay the copay and then the insurance pays the rest. You know, I loved getting the mail. When you got the mail, you know, somebody you saw 2, 3, 4 months ago, sometimes 6 months ago, insurance would finally pay. It sucked to have to wait. It took me 6 to 9 months to finally be able to pay some bills. But man, it was really, really cool to be able to always know that there'd be money in the box from insurance companies. Well, then the Affordable Care Act came, and the Affordable Care Act changed these insurance companies to having small deductibles to $10,000 deductibles. So now the mailbox said zero. We're paying zero towards the patient's balance because they still have $8,000 left on their deductible. Go bill the patient for the $30 or the $25 or the $50 or the $100. So we try to bill the patients and they don't pay. It's a recession. So if rather than seeing patients and getting money up front and insurance paying us, insurance wasn't paying us because people were losing their jobs. They couldn't pay. It was rough. You know, we took out mortgages on the house. We paid everybody except us. And, you know, you pay yourselves last. And it was so rough that by 2016, I'm like, if nothing changes with the Affordable Care Act and people's deductibles don't change, I can't see people for free anymore. I can't do it. And I left and I closed my practice up. So hearing that there's this looming recession that's coming, I think the average doctor that has a small practice that is trying to run things the best they can is probably seeing that great recession was so bad, I bet they're telling themselves, hell no. And so what do you as a patient do? You as a patient, you're struggling. There's not enough providers. We have thousands of medical students graduating. You see all the graduations. You see all these medical students graduate. You see all these, you know, residencies. Oh, we have new residency programs. And you see these doctors. But there's patients and more patients and more patients coming in. You know, the border. I watch the border in a much different lens than everybody else. And when I see people coming over, and I understand why they're coming over, but I go, if we're getting thousands of people every day coming into the border that we know of, okay, imagine the thousands we don't know of. They need doctors. They need medical care. So even if we go, well, we have 350 million people in the United States, we have this many pediatricians, this many. When I hear that most the average doctor is cutting back, now I needed to get one of my family members into a doctor, and it was somebody I'd worked with for years. They aren't even calling back. Now maybe it's staff, and there's no staff. But you can't even see, unless you reach out to the doctor yourself, so the staff isn't even getting the patient in. And so where do patients go? They go to the telephone. They go to telemedicine. Urgent cares are slammed. Hospitals are slammed. We have doctors We just don't have methodical ways to get people in, and we always have a flow of patients. There is always a flow of patients. I keep telling my students, please, for the love of God, learn Spanish. You are going to have to understand the patient. You're not going to always be able to rely on a translator because you might not be able to have enough translators. They're busy. And so we have a much growing population. We have more of a medical need because we're sicker. We're more overweight. We don't take care of ourselves. And it's a problem. And so when you look at the doctors and you're like, okay, well, they make a killing. Why would they leave? They're not making a killing. Doctors are not making a killing because companies are underpaying. And if the doctors are waiting for insurance to pay and insurance is like deductible, they're not making that money. And then when they try to bill the patients like, sorry, I'm not working. I don't care about my credit. So we have a real bad system. And all I hear time and time again, our medical profession is going, it's not worth it, I'm cutting back. And I hate to say that to you guys because I did the same. I'm never going to retire, but man, if I'm going to make less money, I'd rather make less money at home. And it is the same sort of attitude that we're seeing now that's pervading all industries. I make way less money doing telemedicine at home than I did pre-Obamacare in my practice in the early 2000s. You would think you would make more money. No. You know, nowadays, no. But I don't have to worry about somebody not paying me. I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to try billing somebody. I don't have to see people for free. I get underpaid, but I do whatever I do. Get to see patients, get to still help them out, and I love my life. And so sadly, a lot of doctors are thinking that way, and they're like, I'm out of here. I'm out. So, the recession could be an excuse. Sadly, the ex-Federal Reserve Chair says the U.S. economy is heading towards a period of stagflation for the first time since the 1970s. OPEC pushed oil prices up at the time. It led to years back then of high inflation, low economic growth, and I think it's going to happen again. And it does. I mean, until we have an administration that really understands and knows how to hedge some of the challenges we have with the Ukraine war, with COVID, I think the lessons learned is once you shut something down, you can't turn it back on. Once you promise money, you can't reverse it. Once you tell employers you need to pay employees more, employers turn right around and spank the consumers. So employers are paying employees more, but now you're paying more for your food, for everything else. 1-877-DOLLY.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.